Welcome to the Good Fight Radio Show with pastor and author Joe Schimmel, bringing you vital and uncompromised truths that you will not hear in the mainstream media, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how these issues relate to family, culture, and the church. The heart of this show is to glorify Jesus Christ and expose the works of darkness as he commanded in Ephesians 5:11. God states in his word that he would rise up ministries in the last days to do mighty exploits that would turn many to righteousness. Now here with vital insights from God's word is pastor and author Joe Schimmel.
Hey, brothers and sisters, welcome to the Good Fight Radio Show, the fastest half hour in radio where we learn to discern the difference between good and evil, light and darkness, right and wrong, and discern God's will for our lives. Hey, you know, last time we did an installment because it was on the heels of the Video Music Awards by MTV, where Hannah Montana, or who used to be Hannah Montana and still is to millions of young people that are watching her show, Miley Cyrus, who, basically did probably one of the most raunchy, not one of the most, but the most perverted and raunchy show ever done on MTV. Well, I don't even want to describe what she did. We did that in the last show. It's absolutely disgusting. Most people know what she was doing and how she just put on a, you know, paraded herself as basically a pervert. And millions of her fans were drawn into saying, hey, what's going on with Miley? Many people that are even, you know, I would say jaded, who are part of that whole, you know, the entertainment industry, who have very low moral standards when it comes to sexuality and drug use and parenting and things of that nature, were also appalled and voiced their disgust of her actions, the constant twerking and on and on and on, and simulating sex with a man almost twice her age who happened to be married, by the way, and she's supposed to be engaged. Absolutely disgusting. But the sad thing is that millions of children are still watching reruns of Hannah Montana, and she boasts that she is in a unique spot, having a lot of young fans still, as well as some older fans that are more her age. She's 20 now. Well, she just came out with a new video to go with her new song, a new single that was released. I think it's called Wrecking Ball, where she appears totally nude in the video, folks. And this is the role model that millions of young people are looking to. And we're wondering why 1 in 4 college-age students have an STD right now. Why so many people are dying of sexually transmitted diseases like AIDS, why 55 million babies have been murdered in our country alone in the name often of the sexual revolution. But the sexual revolution is being taken up several notches way beyond what was going on in the 60s now. I mean, there's things being shown today that would have made the leaders of the hippie movement in the 1960s blush by way of comparison. And I find it interesting because a lot of people are asking, where are her parents? Where have her parents been in the last 10 years? Have they been AWOL? She started Hannah Montana, but you know what? You know her dad, the Disney program Hannah Montana? He had said, her dad, Billy Ray Cyrus, he said, quote, "It destroyed my family. I tell you right now, the blank show destroyed my family." That's what Billy Ray Cyrus said of the Hannah Montana show and what it had done to his family. Him and his wife ended up splitting up, but caused a huge faction between him and Miley over and over again. And Billy Ray said that he was basically used by Miley's handlers over and over again to get her out of scandals, to put a good face every time that she did something that was considered a horrific example to young fans and that followed her as a role model. He was used as either endorsing her or trying to put the good boy face on it. In fact, when she used the hallucinogenic drug salvia, which is a very dangerous drug that throws people into demonic fits to where they're having like a living nightmare. I mean, they're up and they're awake, but they're having nightmares. He said, you know, after one of her, you know, scandals, he told GQ magazine, quote, "My family is under attack by Satan." And he talked about how he was scared for his daughter, Miley. In fact, he claimed that Miley's handlers, quote, "used me every time," end quote. And it's interesting because she went right from Hannah Montana and working for Disney in that way. Now she's working for Disney, the parent group, the owner of Hollywood Records. And she's still involved in scandals. Billy Ray Cyrus said he was used to do damage control for just about every scandal that arose, which would have included her pole dancing disgrace when she was much younger than she is now, her Vanity Fair scandal, when they published what many would view as pedophilic pictures portraying the underage Miley nude under a bedsheet, topless. Billy Ray seemed surprised with some of the pictures. However, one of the pictures was with this same Miley draped over his legs. Billy Ray claimed that Miley's handlers in the industry wanted to continue to use him with future scandals, including drug use, saying that, quote, her daddy endorsed this stuff, end quote, and, quote, they'd be hanging it all on my blank. Billy Ray claimed to be, quote, scared for her and said, quote, some of these handlers are perhaps more interested in handling Miley's money than her safety, end quote. However, the New York Daily Post reported, quote, Billy Ray didn't place all the blame on those handlers currently in Miley's life. Quote, there are also evil forces at work, he claimed, end quote. Billy Ray seems to have encountered dark satanic powers firsthand. He said, quote, somewhere along this journey, both mine and Miley's faith has been shaken. He said, quote, that saddens me the most. Billy Ray argued that his family is now being ruined by Satan, quote, no doubt. He insisted, there's no doubt about it, end quote. Sadly, millions of Miley's impressionable young fans are now being influenced by the same satanic forces that ruined Miley Cyrus's family as they channel Miley and her greedy handlers. After Miley Cyrus was filmed and then shown filmed, smoking the dangerous hallucinogenic drug salvia, she acknowledged the importance of her influence as a role model over many, many children. She talked about her responsibility and how she knows that other young people are not role models like her. And I quote, Miley said, quote, but they're not Miley Cyrus. They're not role models. So for me, it's a bad decision because of my fans and because of what I stand for, end quote. So Miley Cyrus, when she used to be very public about her professed Christian faith and she was caught smoking salvia, she said she recognized that others aren't Miley Cyrus, that she needs to have a high standard. She needs to show responsibility and that she had made a bad decision. In fact, listen to this, how Miley even confesses later that she knows that even as an adult, because of her former role as Hannah Montana, she's in a unique position to inspire the youngest of fans as a role model.
Kids looking up to someone much older than them now with the Disney Channel and, you know, artists, I think it just inspires kids to live their dream because they know that it's possible. And I love the timing that I had because I started my show when I was 11 years old. So by the time I started kind of becoming more of an adult, I was already done with my show and ready to go on to, you know, being an artist, you know, just by myself and kind of being able to say what I want to say, but also have had the opportunity to inspire the younger kids as well. So I feel like I've been, you know, really, really fortunate to be able to hit a market that some people aren't, you know, lucky enough to hit. I have some of the youngest fans and I have a lot of older fans too. So a wide range of who I can inspire and hopefully encourage to, you know, do good things.
However, even though Miley had recognized and stated that she recognized the importance of being a good role model for these millions of young people, it seems now as though Miley is saying to hell with her fans as far as a role model goes. She's not only going to do drugs, but glorify sexual perversion and drugs in her music and break nearly every moral taboo imaginable. As far as Miley Cyrus's over-the-top sexual perversion as a role model, even the American Psychological Association cites, quote, ample evidence that the sexualization of young girls has, quote, negative effects in a variety of domains, including cognitive functioning, physical and mental health, sexuality and attitudes and beliefs, end quote. That's pretty much all of life. You see, some of these artists recognize that they're desensitizing young people in regard to morality and in regard to what they might view as right and wrong. In fact, Madonna, like Miley, is aware of the power of the entertainment industry to destroy moral values. Madonna admitted after kissing Disney icons Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera in a mock lesbian wedding on her own MTV Video Music Awards scandal that those who would normally be disgusted with such behavior would come to accept it if they viewed it over and over again. Listen to what Madonna said to the pro-gay magazine Advocate in an interview. Quote, they digest it, and she's talking about seeing herself with other women sexually. They digest it on a lot of different levels. Some people will see it and be disgusted by it, but maybe they'll be unconsciously aroused by it. If people keep seeing it and seeing it and seeing it, eventually it's not going to be such a strange thing. End quote. Well, folks, isn't that exactly what's happened? We've had the entertainment industry, whether it's in music or whether it's in, you know, Hollywood movies, television, all kinds of television shows, parade things that were considered an abomination to God just 2 decades ago, and now they're being considered normative. However, it's interesting that Silas was not simply flirting with lines, as she shows in We Can't Stop, herself with other women, actually with a doll at one point. Cyrus wasn't simply flirting with lines. She's more like a burlesque rhinoceros, stampeding and trampling the vague traces of any moral lines that Madonna and other subversive artists have not totally obliterated. Perhaps this is why, after poisoning other people's children, Madonna admitted that, quote, a lot of children are just plopped in front of a television, and that, quote, TV's poison, end quote. She told Larry King that, quote, people have no morals, I swear to God, end quote. And, quote, I protect her, speaking of her daughter, from sex full stop. She told Larry King that her daughter, quote, can't watch TV because, quote, kids get addicted to it. They become mesmerized, end quote. In the meantime, Satan has used the pop stars of this world like Madonna and Miley to corrupt and destroy the youth of the world. Miley's performance even left some liberals feeling disgusted and squeamish. Even the liberal MSNBC stated that Miley's performance at the VMA MTV Awards was deeply disturbing and heads should roll at MTV. Don't hold your breath, though, folks. Folks, next we're going to talk a little bit more about what Billy Ray Cyrus has said in the past and what he's saying now in regard to his daughter Miley and the power, the influence that she's having over many, many people, or I should say that her handlers are having over her. Stay tuned. We'll be back within 30 seconds.
You're listening to the Good Fight Radio Show with pastor and author Joe Schimmel, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how they relate to family, culture, and the church. If you'd like to learn more about our life-changing resources, such as They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll and The Submerging Church, check out our website at goodfightradio.org.
Welcome back, folks, to the Good Fight Radio Show. We've been talking about Miley Cyrus, one of the biggest pop stars right now, and the incredibly huge influence she's having on millions and millions of young people as a role model. She admits that she's a role model, but at the same time, right now, she doesn't seem to really care about what direction she's leading young people. I shouldn't say that. It seems like she does care about it because she seems to put a lot into her shows, but what she cares about is steering them in the direction of sexual perversion and drugs. We prove that. We show that in her songs, We Can't Stop, where she promotes cocaine. She promotes ecstasy. In the future, we'll do a show on her promotion of illicit drugs and the profound and deadly effect that they're having on young people. In fact, she has a lyric in We Can't Stop about dancing with Molly, which she lied at first and said it wasn't really about ecstasy. Then she came out and admitted later, yeah, it's about ecstasy, but if you're 10 or younger, you won't understand it. So I guess she was just targeting the 11, 12, 13-year-olds, folks. By the way, I think it was 3 people died and others in critical condition at an ecstasy concert or a rave where they use ecstasy in New York. Folks, kids are dropping like flies because of heroin, ecstasy, cocaine, several other drugs, and Miley's in the forefront in the music industry promoting many of these drugs. However, Miley was going off the deep end long ago, and her dad, Billy Ray Cyrus, he said when she was starring in Hannah Montana, he said this, and I think it's quite interesting. He not only said that the Disney show had destroyed his family, but he said, quote, I'd erase it all in a second if I could. Billy Ray Cyrus said of his daughter in the Disney show, quote, I'd take it back in a second for my family to be here and just everybody to be okay, safe and sound and happy and normal. It would have been fantastic, end quote. However, Billy Ray Cyrus worried that leaving his daughter in the hands of these same satanic forces that he mentioned earlier and her handlers in the entertainment industry, that it may cost Miley even her life. He expressed serious concerns that Miley might suffer the same end as Michael Jackson, Kurt Cobain, and Anna Nicole Smith in a GQ interview. Sadly, like too many people, Billy Ray Cyrus made the heart-rending and regretful mistake of trying to be Miley's friend and not being Miley's dad. In an interview with Entertainment Tonight, he admitted, quote, I have always been a better friend to Miley than I have been a daddy, end quote. This is not a new admission. Listen to him in his own words from another interview.
You know, what I've always tried to be to Miley is what I am on the show. I try to be her best friend. I try to be that to all my kids. I try to be the one they want to talk to if they're having a problem. You know, I've always tried to be my kid's friend.
But there's got to be a lot of people that are watching TV saying, you don't need to be your daughter's best friend. You need to be her dad.
Well, that's true. That's true. And I have to plead guilty on that charge. And one of the things I've had a problem doing. I've never been able to spank my kids. I've never been much on the discipline at all. I just want to be the person, if Miley, you know, needs to talk to somebody, she can talk to me.
Folks, and especially parents, when we fail to parent, the enemy's only too quick to jump in there and fill that vacuum that we have irresponsibly abdicated. Confessed Satanist Marilyn Manson said, quote, "Raise your kids better or I'll be raising them for you," end quote. Jesus warned that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but he has come that we might have abundant life. Good parents will have their children's best interest in mind, folks. Tragically, Billy Ray Cyrus pimped his daughter out to Hollywood at a young age, and she turned her back on God and lost her moral compass. He allowed Miley's wicked handlers to corrupt Miley and in turn used Miley to corrupt millions of other children with her perversions. In fact, when Miley Cyrus was still a young teenager, her parents allowed her to have an entire section of their house cordoned off just for herself with her own separate entrance. Later, Billy Ray Cyrus would say that he knows that his emphasis on just being a friend to Miley and not being a parent is a big reason why Miley's life went off the rails. He said, quote, "And sometimes I would even read other parents might say, you don't need to be a friend, you need to be a parent. Well, I'm the first guy to say to them right now," he says, "you were right. I should have been a better parent. I should have said enough is enough. It's getting dangerous and somebody's going to get hurt." He continued, "I should have, but I didn't. Honestly, I didn't know the ball was out of bounds until it was way up in the stands somewhere," end quote. Folks, when are we going to recognize the evil in the entertainment industry instead of defending it? When are we going to say, hey, this is wrong. Many, many kids are being destroyed instead of trying to support and defend evil entertainment. It's unconscionable to defend that which is evil. In fact, we'll stand before God and give an account if we're standing up for the wickedness which is destroying so many children. Parents need to make sure that they don't make the same heart-rending mistake that Billy Ray made by just trying to be a friend to their children and not actually parenting. God commands parents in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, quote, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it," end quote. Parents are called to protect their children from the wicked influence of the world and to keep them from bad company that corrupts godly morals, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. Sadly, though, for Billy Ray Cyrus and for Miley and for all of her fans, it seems as though he's reverted back to the cowardly friend rather than the responsible parent. According to Miley Cyrus, after her disgusting and perverted VMA awards performance, she tweeted that Billy Ray supposedly said, quote, "Mile, if twerking would have been invented and I had a foam finger, I would have done the same thing you did," end quote. Now, folks, whether this really came from Miley Cyrus's dad or is just another example of her handlers telling her what to say or if Miley actually made it up, I don't know. But you know what, folks? It's the same thing happening all over again. In fact, MTV, who featured Miley in that degrading performance, said that everything should calm down because, after all, Miley Cyrus's father has come to the rescue and he approves of her performance. There it is again. Remember, he said that satanic forces were trying to use him to put a stamp of approval on her scandals. Folks, pray that dads like Billy Ray Cyrus, all dads, including myself, all of us, grow spines and become the dads that our kids so desperately need in this age where no one seems to have a moral compass anymore. Don't make the sad mistake of waiting until your child is smacked out of the park and into the stands like Billy Ray did before you start really parenting. Parents, you need to teach your children that they're made in the image of God, that their bodies will be sanctified and used for God's glory, and that sexuality is for marriage. In fact, it's interesting, Steve Schmeller, who first designed the original number one foam hand, which came to be known as the foam finger to root for his basketball team, said that Cyrus, quote, "took an honorable icon that is seen in sporting venues everywhere and degraded it," end quote. Well, folks, how much more did Miley, who was created in the image of God, take her body and take that which should have been used for honorable purpose and degrade it before millions of people? And how many young people is she leading into the same perversions? In fact, we know that many, many young people since her performance are emulating and mimicking many of the perversions that Miley advertised. Well, folks, God warns us that in the last days, things would become very perverse. Jesus warned that it would become like Sodom and Gomorrah in the last days. In fact, in Luke 17, Jesus said, "But on that day, Lot went out from Sodom and it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be just the same on the day that the Son of Man is revealed," end quote. In Jude 1:7, we read, "Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them, since they, in the same way as these, indulged in gross sexual immorality and went after strange flesh, are exhibited as an example in undergoing the punishment of eternal fire." Folks, it's critical that we realize what time it is on the prophetic clock. Jesus warned that lawlessness would increase and the love of many would grow cold. Paul said that the love of the family in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 6 would be diminished. But thankfully, we're told by the Lord that he would turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the hearts of the children back to the fathers. But notice that begins with the father's hearts first, turning to the children, before the children's hearts turn back to the fathers. And of course, that's just a remnant. That's not all people. In fact, Jesus said most people will go down the broad road that leads to destruction, but few will enter the gate that leads to life. Folks, Jesus is that gate. I hope and pray that you recognize he's the only way by which you can be saved. He is the narrow road that leads to life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. I encourage you now, make sure that you're following the Lord Jesus Christ and that he's first in your life. We thank you again for visiting us at Good Fight Radio. We encourage you to keep your eyes on Jesus and your hand on the plow and press on to the high calling of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God for you. God bless you richly, and we'll see you next time. God bless.
You've been listening to Pastor and author Joe Schimmel on the Good Fight Radio Show. To learn more about Good Fight Ministries, please visit goodfightradio.org, where we feature many eye-popping and life-changing resources on DVD and CD, as well as an archive of previously aired shows. You can visit our podcast page at goodfightradio.org to find many of Pastor Joe's full Sunday morning teachings. If you've been blessed by this show and would like to share this blessing with others, you can help support our ministry by visiting our donate page also at goodfightradio.org. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 2202, Simi Valley, California, 93062. Or call us toll-free at 1-866-JC-TRUTH. That's 1-866-528-7884. We thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on the Good Fight Radio Show.
Let's not forget that the arts are a compelling solution to teen violence. They're certainly not the cause of it.
Our schools are turning into killing fields.
Is it true that Satan is working behind the scenes in pop culture and music, influencing our families?
Why is this happening?
They're certainly not the cause of it. Not the cause of it.
They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll reveals rare footage that MTV and VH1 would dare not show you.
This is something that the Church of Satan is conducting on many different avenues. We're doing this through the use of what we have called aesthetic terrorism. This involves the creative use of art, music.
This unbelievable rockumentary will have you picking your jaw up off the floor.
Anton LaVey, the founder of the Church of Satan, declared, "Today's satanic bands are the vehicle of choice for millions of young people. If they encourage a study of real Satanism, I'm all for them. Music can inspire people to murder or violence, can inspire them to shoot a mall full of people."
They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll is one of many resources offered by Pastor Joe Schimmel and Good Fight Ministries, used to equip parents, educators, pastors, and various ministry leaders around the world with vital information needed to safeguard youth and adults alike from the overwhelming draw of society's destructive influences.
Just keep this in mind. They're playing our CDs when you're not home, in your own car, and I'm influencing your children.
Pick up your copy of They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll today by visiting www.goodfight.org.
I'm glad you're influenced by us. See any drugs? Go home and smoke something.
They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll is the presentation you can't afford to miss.
Listen, if you're ever going to commit a crime, you should do it now because you're still a minor.
And I'm influencing your children.